My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. And for the past several weeks, he certainly had plenty to talk about as the ongoing conflict continues between Israel and Hamas, largely in the Gaza Strip. But, of course, Hamas is lobbing countless rockets back into Israel as well. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said this will continue until Hamas's military abilities are essentially degraded to the point that they cannot fire rockets into Israel anymore. What's your sense on how close or how far away the IDF is to accomplishing that goal?
Well, you must understand, this bloody terrorist had more than 9,000 rockets. We believe we destroyed half of it. That means they still have more than 4,000 rockets. So mission is not accomplished yet. In order to get to that situation, Israel has to move inside and actually to go to the all basements and all the shelters, all the underground cities that the Hamas built under the civilians. They protect themselves with children and women and hospitals and mosques. And they believe that if they will hide behind them, we will not go there. So we still have to go forward in order to stop all of them. Until now, they still have thousands of rockets.
Sir, drawing from what you know of this operation as well as your own military experience, describe what it's like to go into Gaza and basically have to go house to house looking for these tunnels and other hiding spots.
Absolutely. It's very complicated just because those bloody terrorists, as I said before, they use their children and civilians in front of them. They want them to get the bullet first. They don't fight like soldiers, like cowards. But meanwhile, we found that all the tunnels that they did in the last couple of years, they start in the living room or in a kitchen or in a bedroom of a children. They hide it, and they all the way, they started from that kitchen down to the ground and then 1 or 2 kilometers all the way to the border. So it's very complicated. You have to go from house to house, from building to building. You need a lot of information, a lot of intelligence. And, of course, when you find those terrorists, as I said, they don't go out and fight. They prefer to be behind human shelters or young people or other people. So it's very complicated. And we lost till now many Israeli soldiers while they were killed by snipers, or they were killed by bombs that were operated from distance. Absolutely difficult mission, but of course, if we have to do it, we will do it because we have no other option. Try to imagine what would happen if Washington, D.C. was bombed by rockets from your neighbor country. Any country will do anything to stop those terrorists.
You mentioned the situation that Israeli Defense Forces are facing, and that's that Hamas largely stations their launch sites and other military equipment and personnel in heavily populated areas by civilians. There's been schools, there's been hospitals, and that sort of thing. As a result, some media outlets report that. Others simply report that Israel's attempts to take out those sites have resulted in civilian casualties. How does Israel fight the PR war when most of the international reports will report the casualties but not the circumstances?
Well, we are used to that, unfortunately, for many years, that some international media, they prefer to take the propaganda point of view of the terrorists. And I always explain it as simple as it is. If you have a daylight robbery in a bank and the terrorist is holding an hostage with a pistol on the head, if you are a police officer, you must shoot him before you will kill all the hostages. That's a simple a picture in my point of view. We have an enemy. The enemy doesn't recognize our right to exist in this area. The enemy is attacking Israel by missiles and rockets, especially on civilians. They are war criminals. And we have to protect ourselves. And if they will stop shooting, nobody will be dead in the civilian population. We don't want to kill any civilians. This is clear. Israel is a democracy. We have a military. We have laws. We have moral. But they always try to, as I said before, to hide behind civilians. And those people in the world who do not understand this simple fact, we try to explain them again and again. I'm sure they will understand if they will adopt the picture in their mind to their own homes and try to say, what will you do, Mr. Reporter, whatever you film, when you describe the civilian casualties and you don't tell the whole story? If the Hamas will stop launch rockets, they will not suffer even one dead. But since they keep shooting and keep attacking civilians in order to murder civilians, this is our right to defend ourselves, and I understand that the entire free world understands it. And those who are against the state of Israel, I believe they will understand it soon.
A couple of minutes left in our conversation with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He's now a radio talk show host in Jerusalem. Sir, let's talk a little bit about the statements and roles and decisions of the United States in the past few days. First of all, what was your reaction? What was the reaction in Israel to the temporary suspension of U.S. flights and then ultimately European flights into Tel Aviv?
I must tell you, we were a little bit surprised because British Airways from London, they didn't stop the flights to Tel Aviv. It was by the American aviation authorities, and I'm very happy and glad they decided to cancel this wrong decision, because, as you know, all the Israeli airlines and airlines are flying to Tel Aviv, to Israel, and from Tel Aviv. The Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv is, you can imagine, is a very, very secure airport. And also you must remember that those bloody terrorists who use rockets, they don't use it against airlines. This is a totally different way of attacking civilians. They can't actually endanger these airlines. So I'm happy that this decision was already changed, and I hope all of them will continue the regular flights to the state of Israel and will not give those terrorists this kind of satisfaction that they were succeeded to stop Israel free aviation routes.
Overall, what's Israel's reaction to the role that the United States has played during this conflict, and specifically to the Secretary of State's comment on Sunday that seemed to deride the idea that this really was a pinpoint operation?
Well, we would like to thank the United States of America, the people. We have thousands of supports. People are calling my radio station, sending emails, faxes, and Facebook, all of them. Keep saying, we support the state of Israel. We understand your struggle, your efforts. And I think also the administration support the state of Israel, and together with the international umbrella, the friends in United Kingdom. Today we have the foreign minister of Great Britain here, and the prime minister of France, and president of France, and Germany, and Italy. I think the entire free world understand our efforts to stop those bloody terrorists.
General, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, and God bless Israel and America.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, now a radio talk show host in Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.